Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 18th, 2019. So we have a weekly wrap-up from Dan, where he recaps everything that you might have missed on the show. Annie and Dan actually went to Dancing with the Stars live, and Annie got to meet her crush, Supermarket Joe from The Bachelor, setting up our food for the party to watch the Patriots play over the weekend. And my team took its first L, and there was crying on the sidelines. Here's the story. I had my second game coaching the Warriors, the JV boys basketball team, Kennedy.
How'd it go?
A bunch of 7, 8, and 9-year-olds. There was crying on the sidelines.
Carson is coaching hoops now. 200 screaming little kids. He has never played or coached basketball yet. Not really a threat. More of a contract, the fact that he gets hurt quite often, playing in his own pickup games. So when they ask who ruined children's basketball, Coach Carson is his name.
So after the game last week where we won by almost 20 points, my guys were awfully...
So cocky, huh?
Riding high.
Yeah, in fact...
Staying out all night.
In fact, I can tell you when one of the kids on my team, the superstar of my team, scored the first point of the game when he turned around to run back, he ran by the bench of the other team and kind of... Now, they all know each other. And he kind of was like a big smile on his face and was kind of pointing a little bit. And
Did you sit him down at that point?
I didn't, but I said something to him. So first half,
but
was
I kept him in the game so he could
begin.
Score more.
Isn't so, that part of basketball?
But not at this.
He's a little young.
This is about building lessons in proper sportsmanship.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. Let's talk about real life.
Next year's when you get down and dirty.
So at the end of the first half, I think we were down by 2 points. It was a pretty good game, and then it was. The second half was like when the Monstars came in the game for Space Jam.
Yep.
Remember how they were all 20 feet taller than the other than the good guys? And that's what I felt like happened. I don't know where these kids came from in the second half, if he recruited them while we were off getting a water break, but all of a sudden every kid on their team was 8 feet tall.
Are we thinking maybe this might have had something to do with coaching, you know, the second
half?
That
the other kids were taller?
No, I'm thinking that because none of us saw these other kids. Were you at the game last night? Annie, were you at the game?
I missed it.
I wasn't at the game last night.
I couldn't score tickets.
I'm just getting secondhand knowledge
here. All I know is that one of the parents came over about halfway through the second half and was like, so can you play center? Is that okay? Because you cover that one kid that's down. They had one kid on their team that had to be 6 feet tall. It's like it is 7, 8, and 9-year-olds, and they were super tall. So we ended up losing the game.
Did you guys check birth certificates?
We only scored 2 points in the second half. We lost the game 36-22.
Oh.
So we had 18 going in at halftime, and we only scored 4 points in the second half of the game.
So you need to work on some offense.
And at one point,
I'd say defense.
At one point, just all of it. At one point, Barrett. So our guy has a fast break, and Barrett is running next to our guy with the fast break. And instead of just like following along behind him to maybe get the rebound in case he misses, he is screaming his name. Screaming his name. And it's confusing our player. Like, why is my own guy screaming because I have an open thing right to the hole? So when Barrett comes out of the game, I was like, buddy, if somebody's going open to the hole, here's what you do. Maybe I'll, you know, like help out just in case he misses. Screaming at him, you scared him. And so...
Plus, if you're behind him, it doesn't really...
Yeah.
Right.
You don't
so
pass
he's
behind
looking,
you often.
Right. He's like,
it's not like LeBron throwing it off the glass, so barrel dunk it.
I believe this is like, you know, being a proactive. He wants to take the ball and make the score. I get it.
I do get it. Unfortunately, he's 10 yards behind that kid who is wide open going to the basket.
It's like, I got the three. You're at half court. okay? Come up 5 feet, maybe.
So when he comes off the court, I'm like, buddy, here's what... Don't scream. It would scare him. It threw him off, you know, and he's like, and he starts
the quiver
crying.
Oh.
The quiver, and then the eyes well up, and I don't even know
what
to do.
Did you call him a bad person? Is that how you coached him?
So what do you do?
What do you do at this point?
Do you react to him as a father, or do you react to him as a coach?
I think you can do a little of both. You put your hand on his shoulder and you say, hey, buddy, no, don't worry. It's not a bad thing you did. You're learning. It's a new game.
Is that
no need to cry.
I was like, there's no crying in baseball. That's all I can remember was Tom Hanks.
I blew my whistle in his face.
So did he go right
back? There's no crying in baseball!
Stop! Carson's like, back of the bench, kid.
Stop. Like, so did he have to sit down for a little while?
No. I said, why don't you go get some water, buddy?
Take a knee.
Go get some water.
Take a knee.
Take it.
Replenish it, because a lot of water's coming out of your face.
Can I ask you a question? This is your kid, so it's a little easier to, you know, you can speak without words almost, you know?
Right.
But what will happen if another kid cries on the sidelines? What will you do?
I don't know. I'm not equipped for this. I don't know. I have no idea. At one point, we come off at halftime, and it was a great game. I mean, it really was. It was like a 2-point game. So I go down.
In
I'm like, hey, I'm high-fiving all the kids, right? I'm going right down the line, and they're all high-fiving me. And then the second to last kid, he's like, I don't do that.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, high-five myself. Keep on moving.
He doesn't high-five?
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. And what do you do?
Are you allowed to cut people?
Yeah, what? Subbing them in enough? Yeah.
You need to send a note to the parents that said, we're a high-fiving team. If you can't high-five, you need to get with
the program. So I was like, do you do knuckles? He's like, no, I don't do that either. Oh. I'm like, okay.
These aren't religious things.
I know.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Is he got a germ thing?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
He's grabbing a sweaty basketball. I don't think it's a germ thing.
No, right. Can't be.
Okay, well played.
This was also the same kid in the middle of the game last week, just opened up a piece of bubble gum right in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Pulled it out of his pocket and is standing there. His kids are running.
I think we got a new stat guy. Why don't you handle the clipboard, Johnny?
Yes, we are now 1-1.
Wipe up the places on the floor. Yeah, got a little wet.
Yeah. Barrett got home, and at one point, this team starts pressing. Now, in this league, because they're so young, they're not allowed to press at all. It's just because they want them to bring the ball down. But I guess I didn't know there's a rule within the last 2 minutes of the half or a game. You can press.
Yep. You just lost me.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what it was either. And I'm like screaming at the ref, they can't press. They can't press. There's no crying.
Of course they
baseball.
Can.
Oh, my God.
Don't open your gum in the middle of the game.
You know, it's a sad thing that these 8-year-olds know more about basketball than I do.
It doesn't sound like they do.
Yeah.
So we get home last night. We're sitting at the dinner table, and Dad's like, or Barrett's like, "Hey, Dad, question. What is a press?"
So next practice, that's what you'll be working on.
Yeah, we're gonna work on the press next week, Kennedy. We're gonna work on the press.
Annie Down needs to be your
the press
coach.
That you can't do.
Right. Offense sells tickets. Defense wins games. Carson, you gotta work
Carson is coaching hoops now. 200 screaming little kids. He has never played or coached basketball.
So if Larry Bird, you're listening and you want to come through.
I think you got Annie Dow. I think you got a gem over there.
He gets hurt quite often, playing in his own pickup games. So when they ask who ruined children's basketball, Coach Carson is his name.
Dancing with the Stars Live was in town last night, and I was able to pull a few strings and get Annie VIP passes to go backstage to meet Supermarket Joe from The Bachelor. And when I say pull a few strings, I mean I think I was supposed to give those away to listeners, so you're welcome.
Sorry,
I hope
listeners.
You pretended that you listened to the station. I know Dan went with you, Annie. I saw
he
a fantastic
did.
Picture
Hell
of
yeah,
the two
we're
of you,
a
Dan.
Package deal.
Always.
They look like you guys were having a lot of fun. So I asked Dan to kind of catalog everything that was going on before, during, and after. There's some very funny audio apparently here. So what is the first piece of audio that we're going to hear, Dan?
Okay, this first clip is right before we were going into the meet and greet, and I just kind of wanted to capture Annie's mood at that time.
It's happening. I'm so nervous. It's like actually embarrassing that I feel this way.
You are all dressed up tonight. You're in a spaghetti strap dress. I haven't seen you look so girly since Salt's wedding.
Dan walked in. I was like, I'm in a spaghetti strap dress. It's the dead of winter. I think I should drink a Tito's soda. I don't know who I am anymore. He almost left me because he wasn't supporting me. I mean, I hope his girlfriend's not here because I feel like it'll be really creepy if I'm like, hey, I love you. I know we've never met before, but like I'm in love with you and we're dating now. So you can't date her.
Did you prepare anything or are you just going to get in there and wing it? Do you have anything written down? I mean, this is Supermarket Joe, not Joe Bag of Donuts here.
No, we're winging it, Dan. You and I are wing it people and we're just going to go in there and I'm just going to be myself and he's going to run away probably because I'm going to scare him.
I feel like you're just going to run in and go for a jumping hug right off.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do the dirty dancing scene with him and he's going to be really, really alarmed.
All right, so I know he's here with his significant other. But between you and me, I don't see no ring on that finger. So if there's chemistry and sparks fly, you're going to be like, listen, Joe, she's all right, but she's not me.
Dan, I'm not a homewrecker, so I can't break up this relationship, but I feel like we would be three peas in a pod. Like, I would move to LA and we'd all be the three best friends anyone could have.
Or you could do a Kennedy thing and you can all be together.
Yeah, maybe. I'll try that out. Hey, Joe, I know you don't know me, but want to be in an open relationship?
Well, you're shooting your shot.
She was dressed to the nines. She looked beautiful. But you could tell she was not used to being girly because she left her purse in three different locations.
Oh, my gosh. I did.
Annie does not carry a purse. No. It is the most random thing I've ever met in any woman
just
in
everywhere.
Life.
So Annie and Dan at Dance with Stars Live last night, VIP tickets. Where does the meet and greet take place?
It's in the basement of the Box Center. So it's in this cool room. Everybody is so excited. There's like a cash bar. There's a photo booth. Everyone is just waiting in line, chomping at the bit.
And let's talk about these ladies that you talked to in line.
Yes, so this is when we're in line. We were one of the last people for the meet and greet, like group one, group two. We were all the way at the back at group nine. And as it's getting closer to us, you can see the thin veneer of calmness escaping Annie. And she's just like, she's messing with her dress and she's thinking she doesn't think she looks good enough. And these ladies were in front of us in line. They just turned around and like, it's okay, honey.
I told her she looked great. She looks awesome as long as she's not cold.
Yep. We're meeting our grocery store Joe in this line. And this is Annie's celebrity crush.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Do you have any advice for her about to meet her celebrity crush?
Just be yourself.
Okay.
He'll love you.
But you don't know what herself is, though. Okay. That could be terrible advice.
It's a lot. I'm a lot to handle. You know what? I'm a lot, so it's okay.
What should her opening line be?
I was going to go to a place that would not be family friendly. So.
Oh, I can beep it. Let it roll.
Let it roll.
They were awesome. Carrie and Jan. Shout out to Carrie and Jan.
They were so sweet.
We had this one lady come up to us down in the meet and greet area who was clearly a veteran and had done this like every time they come around on tour.
Yeah.
And she was like explaining us the ropes. She was like, all the stars come down and they mingle. But this year we only have grocery store Joe and Annie's the fire in Annie's eyes.
She was saying it as like a dig and I was like, are you kidding me, Cheryl?
She was like, I love
Sharon, you're going to fight me now?
Marty, you don't know him. Like I do.
All right, last piece of audio. So Annie has now met.
I can't believe you didn't take off your hoops and start going.
This is
say
hilarious.
Listen,
it's just
Sharon.
Seeing the other side of it. You know, we're so used to dealing with celebrities from our side of it. And then this is the total fan experience. I love this.
This is post-meeting Superman Joe.
No. Dan, my heart's beating so fast, I'm shaking. I kind of blacked out. I met the first person, and I was like, hi. Then I met him, and I was like, hi, I'm in love with you. I just want you to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Okay, thanks, bye. And then I met the other two people. Then we took a group picture, and then I passed out.
And you woke up on the floor.
And I woke up. I couldn't ask him to do the double barrels, the back-to-back guns, because we did a group photo, but it was fine. Like, I got to be next to him, and that's all that matters.
Did he say anything to you?
He was like, oh, thank you so much. He didn't give me the I love you back, but that's fine. We'll get there. We'll get to that point. We're working on it. It's a budding relationship, if you will. I told him, you're going to live in Boston now.
What do you smell like?
Perfect. I don't know. I love him so much. It's like everyone else's like celebrity crush is like Brad Pitt or Leo. Mine's this guy from The Bachelor that got kicked off in night one, but I just am so obsessed with him and I love him so much. Supermarket Joe for life.
Did you speed up that
audio? No, I edited it. No,
we're still working on her breathing.
Quickest I've heard Annie
Dan,
talk
my
ever.
My heart's beating so fast, I'm shaking. I kind of blacked out. I met the first person, and I was like, hi. Then I met him, and I was like, hi, I'm in love with you. I just want you to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Okay, thanks, bye. And then my hands are sweating right now thinking
about it. You are
freaking
out, man.
Whoa.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Kudos to you for being able to handle that. Holy moly.
No, it was awesome getting to see Annie live her best life.
Yes.
That's my girl. I'll go on an adventure with Annie anytime.
Dan comes in the picture and Joe's like, oh, come in here, buddy. And Dan like got to stand next to him and I was like, Dan. I just want you to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Okay, thanks, bye. And then I met the other two people. Then we took a group picture. And then I passed out.
Annie, that's not what happened. It's not that Supermarket Joe said, oh, stay in here. He said, get in between me and this crazy woman because I saw the picture. He literally put a body between you and him because he was scared for his safety.
He was like, who is this handsome bearded fella? Get him in here.
Get him in here. Are you in charge of her?
Are you her wrangler?
Are you
Annie meeting Supermarket Joe?
I know, I'm a lot.
I find you someone that looks like Annie looking at Superwoman.
Holy moly.
We also put an awesome picture up on the Mix Instagram if anyone wants to check it out.
All right. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Dan. I hope you guys had a great time. Okay, let's get to it. We had a busy week, Kennedy.
Yes.
What
happened?
You were called out on Tinder for being preferential to one sex over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Salt is joining the Carson Club of putting his foot down.
Yeah.
And Annie writes a jailhouse letter. It is the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What's up, Boston?
What's up, Producer Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Frosty the Dope Man.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the Vanilla Gorilla.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the most flavorful crack. Since Ritz came out, Kennedy. DJ, drop that rap.
My favorite king in the world.
Weekly wrap up, doper than Green Reefer. Man, I'm fresh to death, like teasing the Grim Reaper. Unbeatable King Speaker, somebody who goes deeper. You ain't seen it like me with slim features, yo. Ever been called out on Tinder? I had to laugh. Kennedy got hit with a full-length paragraph. I don't know if this exchange happens commonly, but I swear that thing had a bibliography. A hot commodity. Kennedy can go wild, but this chick had a problem with your profile. I saw we matched and was pumped like, here we go. I told my friends and they even listened to your show. They say you talk about your dates and that's cool with me, but it don't seem like you're equal opportunity. And that was news to me. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I don't think you get spicy with the ladies. At this point, now I feel like I should mention, I think she did all that for your attention. And her intention worked because you replied. So did you go out or did you push her to the side for other guys to be continued? Now let's see what other breaks are on the menu. Next up, I could do this with my mouth closed. Salt went to the Carson School of running households. Yeah, about those feet you keep putting down. We checked around and we know who really wears the crown. Ladies, if I'm wrong, then I'll gladly stop. Sarah and Lana both stand up on that mountaintop. Whitey stand his ground with no bend in it. Baby sleep training and he's at his wit's end with it. He can't sleep even in his own home. Always tired under the eyes like Post Malone. So it was on. He got on the air and said, that's it, no more baby sleeping in our bed. Good for you, take control of your life. All you gotta do now is tell your wife. 8 months locked up, trials and tribulations. Mike Sorrentino's got himself a situation. From Jersey Shore, he may have his own supporters, but nothing's like Annie Dow in your corner. Send him a letter like, I love you, hold it down. GTL won't be the same till you're around. It was sweet, every line had a smile in it. A real fan bakes a cake with a file in it. It's a nice gesture, but the fact is, kinda where he belongs. You'll pay your taxes, not grinding axes. So when your pen stopped, at least he had something to read while up in gym pop. Carson sent some pictures. I thought you knew that. Listen, Annie, never do that. For real, ladies, don't send jailhouse pictures to strange men you've never met locked up. It's not a good way to live your life. It's 2019. Protect yourselves. I'm out.
Don't do that. Annie?
Speaking the truth, Dan. Always.
The weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Fantastic, Dan.
Thank you.